This talk is about bale press maintenance, but specifically bale press maintenance as it relates to how bale shape can be affected. Joe did this presentation at the Stoneville Gin School, and then Harrison asked if we could do it again here. So we will go from there through this end, just to kind of remind you where we've come from. When you made a poorly shaped bale with this press, you did it rather slowly. Now with some of the higher speed presses we have doing 60, 70, 80 bales an hour, when you're making a poorly shaped bale, you're making a heck of a lot of them, a heck of a lot real fast. So we're talking about what are the effects of poorly shaped bales. First of all, they're difficult or impossible to stack, these bales. If they're wedge shaped, they don't stack very well. Increased handling time per bale if they're wedge shaped and have a port. Sometimes they have to alternate them, have one bale facing one way, another bale facing another way to get them to stack up properly. In some cases, you have a loss or a decrease of available storage space. If you're a warehouse who's storing a lot of bales and you have very narrow aisles, basically the aisles are as big as the forklift. If you have bales that are leaning or bulging dramatically, that'll decrease your aisle space. And obviously, this all creates safety concerns. If these bales are poorly shaped, not stacking very well, you have the possibility of the bales falling and killing people. And then increased storage costs due to the loss of space, the additional handling time, that type of thing. What does it look like in a warehouse? Obviously, there's many different ways to stack bales in a warehouse, but these are just a few pictures showing some instances where these bales poorly shaped and what it does. In this case, you can see how it decreases the aisle space between the bales being stacked, how they're not square and leaning dramatically. And again, if you're stacking 3-4 bales high and they're poorly shaped, obviously you have a better chance of them falling and hurting somebody. Now, what factors can influence bale shape? We'll talk about each of these a little bit more detail through the talk, but basically non-uniform feed to the battery condenser, non-uniform feed to the press box by whatever feeding device you were using, the moisture content of the lint, the press dog maintenance on the boxes themselves, the compression chamber shape, whether your particular press has a floor sleeve on it or not, the extrude pressures if you have a doorless type press, and also the configuration of the follow box and the platens and the guides, that type of thing. So talking about each one of these, non-uniform feed, first of all, if you have uneven feed up the lint riser to your battery condenser and you're not feeding the drum evenly all the way across, this is going to cause a big ended bale. Okay, when it comes out, one, and you're looking at the front of the press, one end of the bale would be larger than the other. And obviously, that's part of the reason we go to square lint risers instead of round lint risers. Square lint risers, the cotton flows more evenly up a square lint riser instead of a round one where it swirls. Doors on either side of the battery or the inlet to the battery condenser to try to divert cotton one way or another to try to help that drum load up evenly across it. Uneven distribution in the lint charge box. If you're loading up, if you have real small charges, for instance, and they are loading up the back side of the box, or if you have your lint feeder set to where you're throwing a lot of cotton to the front of the box, you'll end up with an S-shaped bale, where when the bale comes out and you look at the end of it, it kind of looks like an S. Okay? So that'll cause a rolling or a heavy-sided bale. Now, follow block guides can, when you press out your bale, if your ram, what the top block, when it comes up out of the floor, for instance, on an up-packing press, if you have guides that are still long enough that are still down in the box, that'll help that problem. But you'll also, obviously, if you're loading up the boxes improperly, have accelerated wear on those guides. And also, if you have it in extreme cases, excessive poor loading of the boxes will cause side loading on your hydraulic cylinders and cause premature failure in that particular case. And in some extreme cases, you can even have, we've had cases where the entire press seal has shifted some or some of the components of the press have actually moved while in operation. And that basically just aggravates the problem. These are extreme cases, but basically when we're talking about a big ended bale, you're talking the picture on your left where you have more cotton on the left than, I mean, on one end than the other, and then the rolling bale is the S-shaped bale where you're loading up either the front or the back of the press box more. Another contributing factor is the lint cotton moisture. If the lint cotton moisture is too low, lint moisture of the cotton is too low, then you can increase wear on the press hydraulics, requires higher pressures to press out a bale, and increase wear on the boxes and floor sleeves due to these higher pressures. And it can cause the lint to roll out of the top of the box when you're turning. When the box rotates out from under the tramper, that lint can start boiling out of the top of the box and obviously wedge the boxes against the ceiling of the press pit, come out of the top, or basically roll when it comes up under the ram and cause large rolls or tags on the sides of the. Also, this causes problems with the press dogs. If your lint is too high moisture content, this can also increase wear on the press hydraulics by a terribly technical term called stiction. Basically, it's sticky and causes higher friction against the walls of the press box. For those of you who have had a downpacking press, you might have heard your press when you're stripping the boxes off, it kind of groans trying to get the boxes off that bale. Well, that's basically what's happening. You probably have too high a moisture content in the lint at that point. Another contributing factor to poor bale shape can be the press dogs. They're a necessary evil on short box presses, but unless they're maintained properly, they can contribute to poor bale shape. It's not unusual to see dogs missing or jammed in the down position to where they're not really holding the lint down in the box as they should. And then again, you'll end up when the boxes turn and you press out the bale, you'll end up with large tags or wads causing the bale shape to be affected. And then again, if they're not operating properly, the unrestrained lint can boil out of the top of the box as the boxes are turning and again contribute to poor bale shape. And as we mentioned before, this is especially true on low moisture contents when the cotton is more springy. Just a few pictures of some lint wads being able to forming up under the press dogs, and in an extreme case, this one, the dog is essentially has a tag in there and it's stuck in the down position, and that dog essentially is not going to do anything to hold any lint down in that particular part of the box. Another effect on bale shape is going to be the shape of the compression chamber and the maintenance on that. The compression chamber probably has the biggest impact on how that bale is shaped when it's coming out of the press. Worn and distorted press doors, if you have a press with doors on it, if the doors are worn, if the linkages are worn, the pins and bushings, that type of thing in there, that can cause a wedge-shaped bale in door-type presses. And then if you have floor sleeves, oversized floor sleeves, that can adversely affect the bale shape where the lint will actually extrude out in that gap between the top of the box and the bottom of the floor sleeve and cause the bale shape to be rather poor. And we have some pictures of that here in a minute. But again, on door type presses, if you need to maintain all those linkages, pins, bushings on those doors, because if the door is allowed to move at all while the bale is being compressed, the bale is going to take the shape of that compression chamber. And if the doors move, the bale is going to be poorly shaped. Talking about floor sleeves, these are basically an extension of the compression chamber. If you have some type of tying device that does not allow the top ram to actually seat on top of the press box, mainly on doorless type presses. The floor sleeve is usually to accommodate some type of automatic or semi-automatic tying device. You need to make sure these floor sleeves are aligned with the press box as close as you can get them. And we'll show some pictures of that in a minute. And basically, where the main problem is that gap on the floor sleeves, is that gap between the top of the box and the bottom of the floor sleeve. If that gap is too large, while the bale is compressing, lint will attempt to extrude out that slot, and you will end up with exaggerated folds and as in bad cases, a slight bulge on that end of the bale. And again, just be sure to align the floor sleeve with the press box as close as you can. We have some pictures of that. This is a press with a floor sleeve, and you need to get that floor sleeve to align with both boxes, not just one of them. You might have one of them perfectly lined, and then when you spin the boxes around, the other one is not. In that particular case, you have to pick which one to align it to and then start moving the other box. not a fun thing to do, but if you're having a problem with bale shape, that could be one of the culprits. And basically, we're talking about that gap is where the lint is extruding and causing some exaggerated folds. We have a series of pictures here. Some of them you may be able to see the examples better than others, but this particular press has a floor sleeve, and again, you can see towards the top of the bale some exaggerated folds, and there's a slight bulge. Here's another picture. When the bale is just about fully compressed, you'll see the exaggerated folds towards the top, and then also that part of the bale will bulge out slightly. This particular one is just a downpacking press where the boxes strip off, and you can see this one has a lot sharper corners, and there's no folds or bulges to it. This is up-packing press with a floor sleeve, and again, you can just see the folds and that are exaggerated towards the top. And then when the bale comes out of the press and laying on its side, you can see how one end is bulged slightly in the other, and that'll basically cause that bale, when it's stacked, to lean. This is a press that does not have a floor sleeve, and you can see where the top ram is allowed to go all the way down through the floor and seat on top of the box. And when the bale comes out, the bale is nice and square, has nice sharp corners on it, and you don't see those exaggerated folds or bulges. Now, the other thing you have to watch for is that these usually do not show up until the bale is just about completely compressed. This is just consecutive pictures showing a bale being extruded up out of the floor. And as it's coming up, you really can't see any bulge or anything until you get to final compression, and then that's when the malformation, you see it more towards the top of the bale. And then when it's coming out of the press, you can see that slight bulge on the ends. Another thing that can contribute to poor bale shape is the extrude pressure, specifically on doorless presses, whether they be downpacking or up-packing. The extrude pressure on a downpacking press is going to be the pressure on the top of the top ram where the boxes will strip off the bale during compression. And then the extrude pressure on an up-packing press will be the pressure on the top of the top ram where it will start to back off and allow the partially compressed bale to come up out of the floor. Now, an extrude pressure that's too low can lead to misshaped bales. An extrude pressure that's too high can create excess stress and wear on press components, specifically the boxes and the floor sleeves and the hydraulic system. We had done some tests on some press boxes where we put strain gauges all over a press box and we're trying to measure stresses and help in some of the design on our press boxes. And basically, it makes sense. The highest force exerted on the press box is going to be in the center. Highest force being exerted in the center of the press box results in the highest moment being at the corners, or the highest stress being at the corners. So usually, if you have a press box fail, it'll fail first in the corners and start to rip in the corners. And due to some analysis we did with strain gauges and everything like that, that's basically what we came up with. The highest stress was shown to be in the corner where that red area is on the graph. And then just to kind of show you what we also had some transducers to measure the pressure on the rams as we were also measuring the stress on the press boxes. And what we have done here is basically put the results on a graph. Now, the stress is inverted, so you could actually see the two laying over each other. So basically, as the stress increases from top to bottom, and the pressure increases from bottom to top. So you can see here that as the bottom ram pressure increases, the stress increases until you reach extrude pressure, and then the stress drops off. So the highest stress is right when you reach that portion of extruding the bale up out of the floor. Last item is going to be follow block configuration, missing or worn, improper fitting follow block guides can all allow the ram to float slightly, contributing to poorly shaped bales. The turnups on the end of the platen bars, although they keep the slots clean out for tying devices, sometimes if those round the corners of the bales enough, you could have some problems with the poorly shaped bales in that particular case. And then excessive clearance between the follow blocks and the press box allow the follow blocks to float and can contribute to poor bale shape. And with that, if there's time for questions, I'm done.
Anybody got a quick question?